The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host today, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We have a loaded episode today heading into division round weekend. We have some Eagles roster updates, some injury news. Kellen Moore is lined up for several head coaching interviews. In fact, I think he's on one of them right now as we're speaking, as well as key matchups of the Eagles and Rams NFC semifinal matchup. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, help bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys, as always, for the unwavering support that does not go unnoticed. Kicking off the show today, we will talk about Kellen Moore and his personal endeavors. Hopefully he can balance them with the team's Super Bowl aspirations, because he is a busy man this weekend. In addition to having interviews with the Jacksonville Jaguars, as well as the New Orleans Saints for their head coaching vacancies, the Dallas Cowboys have officially put in a request to interview Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. And Moore, I think, is having that interview right now. All the interviews are virtual. They can only have virtual interviews with coaches that remain in the postseason, so he is conducting these virtually. But it's a big deal because we all remember, we all have like bad taste in our mouths regarding Jonathan Gannon and how hype he was for his head coaching stuff, and he got hired maybe 48 hours after the Super Bowl for that Cardinals job. So we all have our reservations about situations like this, but this is the way it is for the NFL and Kellen Moore and coordinators who are looking to move up in the coaching ladder and lead their own team. And it makes sense for the Cowboys. This is like the least surprising development for Kellen Moore and the Dallas Cowboys. Moore was a name that the Cowboys had circled for obvious reasons. 36-year-old coach served as the backup quarterback in Dallas for 3 years before transitioning to QB coach in 2018. Then he was promoted to offensive coordinator in 2019. He served as Dak Prescott's primary play caller from 2019 to 2022, back when the Cowboys were like ranked top 10, top 5 across the board. I think one of those years they were actually the top-ranked offense. So teams have to essentially get their interviews in now. If they don't, interview candidates who are currently in the postseason this weekend, they'll have to wait until those teams are eliminated. So if the Cowboys did not interview Kellen Moore this weekend, they would have had to wait until the Eagles were eliminated from the postseason to get in contact with them. As I mentioned before, teams are only allowed to conduct virtual interviews with playoff coaches before the divisional round concludes. So Kellen Moore's not flying everywhere. He's not doing all this. He's having Zoom interviews with these guys, and he's having his Cowboys one right now, I believe. Now, it's a touchy subject with a lot of fans, because I'm in the camp personally that the NFL should prevent contact with coaches until all teams are done for the season. But I see why it's not that way, because teams that aren't in the postseason, they want to get a head start on their offseason and can't really do that without a head coach. So you need to talk to who you're interested in right away, and that's why they have this rule now that you could talk to potential playoff coaches that may be your head coach moving forward. You want to be able to speak with them before other teams have a chance. And if you don't, then you have to speak to all the other open candidates. Teams want to make a decision usually before the Super Bowl is over so they can get a jump start on their offseason. So I understand why the rule is the way it is. I just think it would be better if they just withheld talking to coaches in general until after the Super Bowl so everybody has a fair shake. I don't think this is going to be like a Gannon situation. I do believe Kellen Moore is more of a professional, and I think that he'll be able to balance all this with game planning for the game as well as taking on all these interviews. He has three this weekend. He had the Jaguars today, Dallas today, and the interviews with the Saints tomorrow. So it's a lot on his plate. And Nick Sirianni said today in his media availability that Kellen Moore's done a good job of handling it all, balancing all this, but nothing has been taken away from his duties as offensive coordinator as well as game planning, as far as game planning for this game is concerned. I've spoken to some people around the league about how this process kind of works. Like, is it as mentally tasking? Is it as emotionally taxing as us fans are led to believe? And they said not really. The agents kind of know what's coming. And these interviews aren't really tailored to the rosters because this roster isn't going to be the same. Teams' rosters aren't going to be the same as they are next year. So it's more of just a feeling out process, a surface level interview. It's not this whole big daunting task. I got to draw up this whole plan for this team while I'm game planning for all this. So I think it is. I think we're being a little more dramatic than that is probably necessary, but understandably so, because you want your offensive coordinator to be primarily focused on the game. We have Super Bowl aspirations, we have championship aspirations, and you want your offensive coordinator to be locked in, especially when the offense has been uninspiring as of late. If they come out on Sunday against the Rams with these lackadaisical concepts offensively and they don't get the ball rolling and the passing game isn't clicking on all cylinders, then a lot of people are going to point to this as the reason why the offense is lacking. They're going to point to Kellen Moore was distracted. He was focused on other things. He wasn't really taking this game seriously. I don't think that's the case, but people are going to quickly point to that if the Eagles don't have a stellar offensive performance Sunday against the Rams. And even more so, in addition to all this, if Kellen Moore does get a job, now I don't know if he will, considering the other candidates out there, the McCarthys and the Cowboys are interested in Deion Sanders. I think Moore is the leading candidate as of now for Dallas, but Jerry always wants to go for the gaudy name, so Deion's always going to be at the front of that line as far as big names are concerned. But if Kellen Moore does leave, that means Jalen Hurts will maybe moving on to his fifth different offensive coordinator since joining the Eagles and his eighth different offensive coordinator in 9 years since high school. Shane Steichen was the only coordinator to stay longer than a year. And what did Jalen Hurts do that second year? He had his best year statistically, and he led the Eagles to a Super Bowl. It's wonders what quarterbacks could do when they have some type of continuity on offense. Shane Steichen stayed for that second year, and Jalen Hurts had his best year in that second year, and the team went on to the Super Bowl. And maybe we can get Shane back. The Colts haven't fired him, but hey, maybe there's a world where he can come back. I'd be open for that. A lot of people are looking at Doug Peterson potentially. He got fired. I don't know how much interest Doug Peterson has in coming back to Philadelphia as a Super Bowl winning head coach and just being offensive coordinator under Nick Sirianni. I think there's going to be some egos involved there, especially with the way Doug's tenure ended here in 2020. But maybe Shane does come back. And we all know if Kellen Moore leaves, then he's going to take Doug Nussmeier with him. And that means not only a new offensive coordinator, but a new QB coach as well. And a lot of moving parts for Jalen Hurts, who just can't ever have one continuous, one stable offensive coordinator in his life. And we understand that this is what happens with teams that have success. Your offensive coordinators are going to get poached. Maybe the Eagles need to just focus on getting an older guy who has no interest in head coaching, like Vic Fangio, who's perfectly content with the way his career is and wants to just coach the defense. They need to find an older mind, maybe, not these young up-and-coming coaches that are going to get poached after a year. Maybe the Eagles should pivot and get an older guy who's just going to stay here so that you can see Jalen Hurts develop and things like that. It's tough. It's tough to maintain. Tough to maintain continuity when you're offensive coordinator and you have a new one every single year. Nobody knows that more than Jalen Hurts. But that is where we stand right now. Kellen Moore interviewing with the Cowboys. He had the Jaguars one today as well. He will interview with the Saints on Saturday. And all of that is happening before the game on Sunday. So let's hope Kellen stays locked in and we see some intriguing offensive concepts come Sunday. The Eagles made a roster move this week. They brought back Nicholas Moreau, the linebacker, to the practice squad in wake of losing Nakobe Dean for the season. Moreau started 12 games for the Eagles in 2023. You might have remembered. We also might have remembered that he struggled mightily in coverage during that year. He allowed 104.6 passer rating when targeted, but I don't think he's going to be asked to play many, if any, defensive snaps on Sunday, especially with Oren Burks and Jeremiah Chadha slated for more playing time. I think Moreau was signed just to kind of eat up the special team snaps that are going to become available with Chadha and all of them leaving and giving more defensive duties. He played 182 special team snaps with the Bills this season, so I think he's going to fill that role. But when I first saw Nicholas Moreau, the first thing I thought of was the Commanders game a few years back when he became the first Eagle to record like 10 tackles, 3 sacks, a forced fumble in that game. He had 3 sacks in that game alone. I think it was the only 3 sacks he had all year, and they all came in that game against Sam Howell. So that's kind of what I remembered. But they brought in a familiar face, somebody who's you're not going to have to talk up a whole lot. I thought maybe Quan Alexander could have been a possibility. They'll poach him off of Detroit's practice squad. But they're going with Nicholas Moreau to serve as linebacker depth. So that is what the Eagles did. Some practice notes. A.J. Brown practiced today and yesterday after missing Wednesday's session. He stated it was part of his maintenance plan, making sure his knee is 100%. I don't believe it's 100%. Otherwise, this maintenance plan wouldn't be necessary. But he's going to be as close to it as possible for Sunday. And we're going to need a big A.J. game on Sunday. Maybe not need, because Saquon will probably be able to run everywhere. But other than the Super Bowl, A.J. Brown has never surpassed 35 receiving yards in a playoff game. He hasn't really needed to, and I don't think that's any fault of A.J.'s. But I would like to see a nice A.J. playoff game. I would like to see that. The Super Bowl is the only game where he had a lot of production. The other games, I guess it wasn't really necessary. But I predict a big A.J. game on Sunday, and I think that after everything that's going on with this week and the book, and I think it's been more positive feedback than negative, but A.J. only hears the negative, so he might be motivated. He met with the author, Jim Murphy, today at practice, actually, Friday's practice, so they were able to link up and pick each other's brains, and I think they're doing an interview for ESPN with Sal Palantonio, so be on the lookout for that. That should be an intriguing watch with all the events that have happened with the book and A.J. and all that stuff. Jalen Hurts was no longer listed on the injury report this week with his finger issue, so all good on that front. And Dallas Goedert missed Thursday's practice with an illness, but he was limited on today's injury report, but he is expected to go. He was a no injury designation there, so Dallas Goedert should be available for Sunday as well.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So looking into the game, what has changed for the Eagles as well as the Rams since their Week 12 matchup where the Eagles won 37-20 behind Saquon Barkley's 255 rushing yards? Well, for the Eagles, they had no Devontae Smith that game. So that's a pretty big person to miss. And Devontae is always a big playoff performer. He turns up in the playoffs every single year. So it'll be good to have him this time around. Darius Slay was ruled out of Week 12's matchup with a concussion. So he should be fine for this game. He'll be playing And this was also the game that Brandon Graham got hurt. So no Brandon Graham this time around. For the Rams, they didn't have right tackle Rob Havenstein in week 12. He'll be available for this game. As far as rest goes, the Eagles get the edge there. The Eagles played Sunday afternoon and have literally been at Philadelphia since December 22nd. That game against Washington, they haven't left the city since. They had all those road games, but this is what you get at the end of the year. They've been in Philly for the last month, haven't had to do a lot of traveling, whereas the Rams, who played on Monday and then had to fly from Arizona to California because of the wildfires, and now have to fly from California to Philadelphia to play outdoors, there's going to be more taxing for them. And the Rams, as a dome team, the Rams are coming to the link with snow potentially in the forecast. It looks like there's expectations for three to four inches on Sunday as of now. Anything could change, obviously, that. But Matthew Stafford, not known for being all that productive in the elements. Tucker Bagley put out a stat. You've probably seen it to this point of Matthew Stafford's record outdoors in the rain or snow throughout his career. He is 1-8. A 1-8 record. He's only won one game in those elements. 54.6 completion percentage, has thrown 14 touchdowns to 11 interceptions and just a 76.0 passer rating in the snow and or rain while being outdoors. So Matthew Stafford, as good as he is, as hot as he can get, he's going to have an uphill battle against this Eagles defense on Sunday, especially if those are going to be the elements. So we'll see how that all shakes out for the Eagles. I think it'll be an advantage to them. They're the more physical team. And the Rams, really the one thing you have to be scared of, I guess if it's not Matthew Stafford and how hot he can get, would be the Rams' pass rush, because they had 9 sacks last weekend. Now, the Vikings basically gave up. I don't think that offensive line was all that motivated after the first quarter or so. But you're not going to out-physical the Eagles' offensive line. You're not going to be pushing them around, especially in this kind of weather. Jordan Mailata himself said, "You're not going to out-physical us." And that Rams defensive line, as good as they are, they're undersized, and I don't think they're going to be pushing those guys around. And if you can keep Jalen Hurts upright, that increases your chances of winning that game. And I think as long as the Eagles offensive line keeps the Rams pass rushes at bay, there's not going to be a whole lot of opportunities for the defense to contain the Eagles skill players, including Saquon Barkley. The boy said Barkley was so ridiculous in that last game. He set a franchise record last time they played. He had 2 70-yard touchdown runs. He even added like 40 yards through the air, I believe. He had over 300 all-purpose yards. Ridiculous, ridiculous game he had last time. Now, I don't anticipate that happening again this time around, but Saquon is still going to be Saquon. And if the Rams couldn't tackle this man in a dome, in pristine conditions, they sure as hell won't be tackling him in the rain and the snow and the sleet and whatever else is going to be going on. So I do expect a heavy, heavy dose of Saquon Barkley. Now, A.J. Brown, we had mentioned him a little bit ago with the injury. There were 3 instances. This is kind of my silver lining with the A.J. thing and why I think he'll have a good game. There were 3 instances this season alone where A.J. Brown was held to 70 yards or less and had 100-plus yards the following game. This season, that happened 3 times this year. He's done it 6 times in total since coming to Philadelphia and has done that 14 times overall in his career, where he's had 100 plus yards following a week of being held to under 70 yards. He only had 1 catch for 10 yards the previous week. So I do anticipate a really good game. He's really good at having bounce back performances. He had 109 yards with a touchdown in week 12, and he has an advantageous matchup. The corners are not all that great. Akilah Witherspoon is in the mix. Darius Williams will probably see a lot of A.J. Brown. A.J. gave him the business in week 12. 4 catches on 5 targets for 86 yards when matched up on Darius Williams. And he torched Akilah Witherspoon when Witherspoon was guarding him last year in the game they played last season. So good matchups all around for A.J. I think A.J. is going to find him early and often. And with a motivated Kellen Moore, I think Kellen understands that this game is going to be an audition for him. And if he doesn't have that passing offense clicking, I don't know who is going to be all that inclined to hire him as his head coach. So I think Kellen is going to be motivated to throw together a good offensive game plan, get Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. I don't think he's all that. I don't think he wants to hand the ball off to Saquon 25 times, no matter how effective he is. I think Kellen's going to want to show off what's in his bag for this game so that he can kind of audition himself for these jobs with the teams that have been interested in him for their head coaching vacancies. Now, defensively, the Eagles will have to slow down Kyren Williams, especially without N'Kobe Dean. I think McVay is going to have that position circled, whether it's Trotter or Oren Burks. He's definitely going to want to go after that hole in the defense. Zach Bond is going to have the green dot now. He's going to be the play caller on defense. And I think that they're going to target that hole in the defense as far as the linebackers go. Tyler Higbee is slated to play in this game, which is crazy because the dude was coughing up blood last week and what have you, and he's going to play in this game. And he had 58 yards last week before he came out, so he was doing damage. And we know how bad that the Eagles defense gets carved up over the middle by these tight ends in recent memory when there's not good players in there. So let's hope that Vic Fangio has something dialed up to make sure that they don't get carved over the middle by these tight ends and these running backs and what have you. And I think Jeremiah Trotter's ready for it. He's ready for that. You couldn't ask for a better story. I talked about it on the last show. Jeremiah Trotter's probably more than ready for the moment. Reporters asked Zach Bond yesterday, is Jeremiah Trotter ready? And they looked at these guys like they had three heads. They were like, what do you mean? Of course he's ready. He's freaking Jeremiah Trotter Jr. And he's going to play at home. And he's going to obviously have his dad watching. It's going to be exciting. And I think he's going to be real revved up for this game. So I'm excited to see what Jeremiah Trotter is going to do in this game. I think Oren Burks will start the game just because he is the veteran. But I do think Trotter will play more down the stretch. And I'm anticipating maybe a 60-40 snap split between the two. I think Trotter's going to get a long look in this game. He'll get a fair share. But I think Oren Burks will start just because he's the veteran mindset. And I think you want to start with the veteran and ease Trotter in there as the game goes on. Now, there's a lot of Rams fans running around saying, like, oh, we move the ball. We move the ball up and down on the Eagles in the first quarter. They were just freak accidents, which is why we lost. Allowing Saquon to rush for 250 yards is not a freak accident. Going 0-for-8 on third down is not an accident. You can argue about the Kyren fumble in the red zone, the first possession of the game. You can do whatever you want with that. But there's a lot of reasons why that game didn't go the way it did for the Rams. You couldn't tackle Saquon Barkley, and you couldn't convert on third down. And history can repeat itself in those situations. I don't think Fangio is going to blitz a ton in this game. We'll see if Josh Sweat can get some sacks. We'll see if Nolan can stay hot. We'll see what Jalix Hunt is going to do. But you have no Brandon Graham in this game. I don't know if Bryce Huff is going to play at all. He played one snap, so I don't know how much of Bryce Huff we are going to see. But I think Fangio is going to have something for Stafford. If you can disrupt Stafford, I think those are the two keys of this game. You disrupt Stafford, make him uncomfortable, and you nullify the pass rush, which the Eagles offensive line has been really good at doing. Those are the two strengths, really, of this team. You got to hope that Matthew Stafford's hot if you're a Rams fan, and you got to pray that pass rush can keep it up. And Jared Verse did his team no favors by egging on Eagles fans. This man said, I hate Eagles fans. They annoy me. That green and white just pisses me off. Oh, my God, I get hot when I see it. And he said that fans were, like, giving him shit in the last game. I don't know why you're so mad at Eagles fans. You should be mad at the Rams for allowing their stadium to get taken over by Eagles fans. Why are Eagles fans chirping at you when you're home in the first place? You should go yell at Rams fans for not buying the place out and making sure it's a true home field. You're mad because Eagles fans came in there and chirped at you at your own stadium. But Jared Verse thought it'd be a smart idea to go to LA Times and say that I hate Eagles fans. And I think some of the Eagles players responded to that. They said it wasn't a wise decision. I wouldn't do that before a playoff game. And Lane Johnson's already pissed off because he was snubbed for All-Pro. So I don't think that was a good idea by Jared Verse. And he's a rookie, likely the rookie of the year. Fourth in the league in pressures, I believe, this season. So he can talk a little bit, but I wouldn't be the first one to stand up and piss off Eagles fans. And now you're really going to hear them. You're really going to hear them on Sunday when they fill in that stadium in the cold. They're going to give you hell, Jared Verse. So I hope you understood what you're doing. But I think this is going to be – I think this is a good matchup for the Eagles. I tweeted earlier this week, and I believe I said on the last show that I'm finding it very difficult not to be overconfident for this game. You want to respect your opponent any given Sunday, all that stuff. But the Eagles have proven that they can beat this team in all three phases. They can handle their skill players. Now, Puka and Cooper Kupp are really nice players. Puka had over 100 yards. Cooper Kupp scored the last time they played in garbage time, albeit. But you gotta take care of your skill players. Cooper DeJean did really, really good job on Cooper Kupp last time. Slay has been great all year long in coverage. So I think they can do a good job nullifying those guys. They can keep Kyren Williams at bay, who doesn't have a great yards per carry average despite his 1,300 rushing yards this year. I think it matches up well for them on paper. Keep their pass rush at bay and get to Matthew Stafford early, and I think you have a W on your hands here at Lincoln Financial Field, and you move on to the NFC Championship game. I feel good about this game, guys. Let me know what you guys think. Appreciate you for tuning into this edition of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. We'll be back hopefully on Monday, another Victory Monday, to talk about an Eagles win and hopefully an advancement to the NFC title game. I will catch you guys on the next one. Go Birds, y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.